This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Could have definitely told you that was your favorite If I Were You theme song of all time.
Weezer cover. I love Weezer.
We've had other Weezer covers on the show, right?
I think so. That was by Grant, who has a SoundCloud page called Grant Robertson 1. And if we can plug it, that would be awesome. So here it is, Grant
it's
Robertson
all written
1.
With question marks.
Yeah, what? Can you? Love the show? Question mark? I think Weezer is my favorite band because I like more of their songs than any other song, any other band. So I think the definition of favorite band is who has the most songs that you like, and if you add them up and that's the most, then that's your favorite band.
That kind of makes sense to me.
Another way to think of it is like who has written your favorite like two or three songs.
Right.
So who has written more songs that you love than any other band?
Blink-182.
Is there even a close second or a distant second?
Tom DeLonge's other band, Angels and Airwaves.
How many Blink-182 songs would you say you love?
Maybe Tom's other band, Boxcar Racer, was up there.
Is it more than 15?
You know, it's tough to say because when I liked Blink-182 as much as I did, like when I was in high school and college, I feel like they didn't have a song that I didn't like. Like I liked even their earliest four-track recordings that even they said sucked.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I went back and if I listened, I would still like them.
Wow.
Because I was such a fanboy.
Yeah.
I guess it would probably make me feel nostalgic. It's really hard to tell.
It's funny because you say your favorite band is Blink-182, but you haven't heard any of their songs in like decades.
That's not true. I've definitely heard their songs.
But like some of these songs recently. You haven't heard since you were like a teenager.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's probably some old obscure Blink-182 songs that I used to like from Cheshire Cat that I haven't, that I haven't heard in 10 years.
More than 10. More than 10.
How old am I now? No. Yeah, I would
21.
Yeah, it's probably 20. Yeah, 10 years.
Here's what I'm
Maybe
thinking.
Maybe 11.
Weezer cover album. We get people to submit every song in Pinkerton. We release a mixtape. Is that what a mixtape
cool.
is?
I don't know. I think you, I don't know if you're, can we charge for a mixtape?
No,
we
I
have
think
to
it's
just
free.
Release it.
Yeah, we have to release it for free. So anybody's excited by that idea, I want to release a Weezer Pinkerton theme song, If I Were You, mixtape, where you cover every single song. I don't know how we're going to promote it. I don't know what that means even.
Well, but it'll drop. And then that'll be our way to meet Rivers Cuomo because he'll sue us.
Oh, yeah. And he'll have to appear in court, stare me in the eyes and tell me that I'm his biggest fan.
Yeah.
I, too, am a half Japanese girl. We're actually running low on theme songs, so this is a call out in general to theme song submissions.
Don't make me go back to playing the theme song by myself.
If I were you, show@gmail.com for any of your question or your theme song submissions. So send them all in. Be like Grant. All right. We haven't recorded in a bit because we had a few episodes banked, and then we were on the road in Toronto. We recorded that show. This is probably the first time we recorded in just... estimating a year and a half.
Whoa. Yeah.
Since it was September 2015 is when we recorded
last. So much has changed.
So much has changed. The election is in full swing. We've been all over the world, New Zealand, Australia, Toronto, and back.
I really think we might have recorded more recently.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. It must have been like a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Right. Maybe late September.
Right.
All right. Never mind then. But we figured we can...
I'm a little flustered.
Sorry, I totally had a brain fart. I was off by 70 weeks. Fuck. God, I feel like such a fool for that.
Oh shit, you're not wearing shoes today.
Yeah. Oh no. Okay.
Oh,
fuck
no.
Me. I am melting.
You have Alzheimer's.
I'm having a Trump-esque meltdown right now. I'm yelling. I am angry. I am delusional. I actually have grandeur. I have grandiorous delusions. But we figured it would be fun to do another good old fashioned Game Boy episode.
Oh, I have been summoned.
I guess we should rewind just a little bit to say that this is if I were you.
Excuse me.
Go back.
Game Boy slowly backing out of the room.
You came out a little bit too early, Game Boy.
I apologize.
Yeah, just one second.
Oh. Back into this vent which I came out of.
This is If I Were You, an advice podcast. It's actually the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me, Amir, and you,
Jake.
And we comb through these emails and search for a couple great ones. Or sometimes we summon our friend the Game Boy.
Oh!
Who will search random words out of... the entire dictionary to find just a few of our great random questions in our email box. We have 14,000 unread emails right now. So there's a lot to choose from. So the goal of the game is to choose a word that doesn't appear in many questions, ideally just one.
Mm-hmm.
Just one question. So does the Game Boy have a guess as to what word appears in only one of these emails?
Debris.
What?
Debris.
Spell it.
D-E-B-R-I-S.
Debris.
I feel like it's going to be a popular one.
It's not a popular one.
Really?
Yeah. You know what?
It showed up in like a Touch of Modern ad or something.
Yeah. Nothing real.
Nothing? No one's ever said the word debris
in a question for us. Yeah. Do you have anything else?
Fuck it, monkey.
Monkey.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
All right. An unread email about monkey comes from nearly exactly a year ago today, October 16th, 2015. This person writes. Oh wait, we need a girl's name.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Hillary Rodham. Rotten. Hillary writes, I am a freshman girl in college, and per usual, the biggest problem facing me amid all these midterms is a dude. I met him at a party where he introduced himself, and we realized we were in the same class. We left the party and went back to his frat and hung out, played Super Smash Bros. Melee, of course, and it was a good time. Well, we kept seeing each other. One thing led to another, and we started banging. It was exciting at first because he was one of the hottest guys in the sophomore class and one of the top frats here. Then things got weird. So one night, I was asking him personal questions, and I asked him if he believes in evolution. Random, I know, but I feel like that can say a lot about a person. His response was, I don't see humans can come from monkeys.
Whoa, baby.
And in that instant, I realized it was simply not going to happen. Am I jumping the gun here? Can I potentially end a good thing because he doesn't support evolution? I feel like you shouldn't even be in college if you don't. What do you do if someone like that disagrees on such a fundamental belief? Thanks for any help. Love you guys. Hillary. That's a pretty good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, for a randomo.
Yeah.
So, this guy does not believe in evolution. Should you break up with someone?
I had this conversation with somebody the other day. I don't think that I could date anybody that believes in God.
That's a sort of a subset of evolution, but a lot of people are like, I believe in God, but not evolution.
Right. I think it's pretty rare that people are so religious that they don't believe in evolution.
Yeah.
Evolution's sort of just like, it's a fact.
Even religious people that believe in God believe in evolution.
They just believe that
God made evolution.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He did everything by design, including evolution.
Right.
Cool. I think if somebody didn't believe in evolution, that would probably be a deal breaker for me. But maybe there's something that you can do, like give him an encyclopedia or something.
Yeah, ideally Britannica, but we'll take what we can get. Encarta is fine. Here's the difference between believing in God and believing in evolution, as I see it. This guy might have just been taught to say that evolution isn't good. So he might be ignorant, not religious. Mm. So if he can, I think he can flip the switch where he does believe in evolution. If you're like, here's all this scientific theories and backings to be like, this is evolution, it's obviously real, right? And then he's like, oh, sorry, I was raised in a small town and they're all like, it's not true. And I had to believe everything. Like, how can I tell if they're teaching me science and some stuff says evolution's not real and the rest of the stuff is also true? I can't tell the difference. But then if you believe in God, I feel like that's more of a fundamental spirituality within you. That's like, you can't just present me with facts and I'm going to be like, oh, never mind, I'm wrong about that.
Right, right.
So this guy might just be a little, I don't even want to say dumb. Although it's dumb's ugly cousin, ignorance, where he didn't learn correctly, rather than he's incapable of gaining that knowledge.
I see, because he's a capable dude. He's in one of the coolest frats at school.
I mean, if you're in like the coolest, like I understand if it's like top three frat, but if you're like legit in the coolest frat,
yeah, like you can't be in beta and then also not believe in evolution,
right?
You know,
like
I mean?
that's what I'm saying.
That's more of like a delta thing.
Yeah, I wonder do they just exist always, or does a frat become cool if the people in it are cool?
I think that
like every year there's a new cool frat, like college football.
I bet it's not every year because like what this cool group of guys, they're the ones that are choosing the pledges every single year.
I bet it's a lot like college football. Like our team is so good, we might not have the best team every year, but at least like our recruiting class is really good. Like every year that we're like always competing for coolest frat.
Yeah,
lost a game or two some years. Like there's a bad crop, and this is a rebuilding year for this cool frat.
The interesting thing would be like, oh man, I'm in Signu at Lehigh or whatever. This is the coolest school. Like this is the coolest frat at the school. And then you go to like UVA and you visit that frat and you're like, all right, brothers. And then you're like, oh no.
Oh, here that's the nerd frat.
What the fuck have you done to this chapter, bros?
You let us off the hook.
Sounds like some really low budget comedy. Wannabe Zac Efron movie.
Yeah, written by a cool frat.
Yeah. he transfers to a new school, joins his same frat, but they're like the losers. And like, I gotta whip these dudes into shape.
I haven't seen Revenge of the Nerds in a long time, but that might be the plot of Revenge of the Nerds.
No, dude, they don't transfer there.
They're just a nerd frat.
They're the
competing
nerd frat
against the cool frat.
The nerd frat and the cool frat, yeah.
All right, cool frat, cool dude, doesn't believe in evolution. I say you fire one bullet, you say, by the way, a lot of smart, normal, cool dudes believe in evolution. Just so you know, you can also be religious and believe in evolution. Here's the science behind it. And if the guy's like, nah.
That guy's going to be like, I haven't seen you in a year. Why are you bringing me this packet?
We're already married.
Baby, you don't believe in evolution anymore either.
It's funny to not believe in evolution. That's a That's one of the first ones they tell you that is true.
Yeah, guys.
That's the one that's like, they got the real evidence. Mm-hmm. They got that science shit. I wonder if you don't believe in evolution, there's like a lot of other stuff you shouldn't believe in first. Like...
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, dinosaurs. Dinosaurs and humans living together. That was disproved. That was disproven.
Of course. But I think that's the annoying thing that like turns it pits Christianity against science. Science should stop trying to be like, we're disproving everything you believe. They should just sort of, I don't know.
You're saying you're giving science tips?
I'm wishing science was like a little more like, a little less proud of disproving people's faith. Like, well, actually, you're wrong.
But isn't that what you're saying? You're like, I wouldn't date anyone that you're science and everyone that you don't like is faith.
Yeah, yeah. But I think there's a difference between me writing everybody off and science at large doing it. I just wish they could coexist a little bit more, because then we could have religious people that believed in global warming. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think they do. I think the overlap is the people that say God exists and he made evolution. That's like the way to justify both.
That's the perfect.
That's the marriage. That's the Venn diagram. But you say you don't even like those people.
No, those people are fine. But as long as they're not like I wouldn't marry somebody that was religious. But as long as they're not saying that, I mean, even people that say evolution isn't real, I think they're dumb. But I think that's fine. I think it's people that say global warming isn't real that is
dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Because then
now we're talking about the difference between dumb and dangerous. Mm. Like, what if we elected someone that said global warming was a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese?
That'd be really funny.
Then it's back again, and the loop is complete. It goes from dumb to dangerous to hilarious.
My God. Electing somebody that said that, then said he didn't say that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Obviously.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
That actually reminds me, I have a good idea of what to search.
What's that?
Chef.
Very nice.
A question about a chef, perhaps. A chef is a cool occupation.
Yeah.
I feel like if I could choose a cool occupation to be, I'd go chef. That would be like, hey, can I set you up with my friend? He's a chef.
That's pretty cool. I would go architect.
Oh, that's pretty cool too. But architect actually takes a lot of school and effort, I think, more so than a chef. I guess, but if you could just choose.
Yeah, yeah. I'm imagining a scenario where you're just already the thing and you're good at it.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of spam about chef. and a couple emails from people wanting to work here. Maybe this person wanted to be a chef.
Interesting.
Here's an email about me being a picture of someone that looks like me. Which is fine, which is good. Here we go. Here's a chef question.
Let's see it, dude.
All righty. Bernie Sanders, let's say, writes, "Dear Jake and Amir, my name is Bernie Sanders, longtime listener, and I've written a few times, but this is by far my stickiest predicament. I recently just started college, and I've made a few friends on my course. One of these is a girl who I'm starting to develop feelings for. However, I'm currently in a relationship with a girl who is in secondary school. Her Debs is soon approaching, and naturally she is taking me. But I can't get this college girl out of my head. She is funny, she is pretty, and she's a great chef. We are both doing culinary arts in college. There's some Facebook stalking. I found her, but I can't tell if she's in a relationship or not. Her pictures show her with a guy, but her relationship status is blank. Her name is..." We'll skip that. "My problem is, should I break up with my current girlfriend and try and chase this new girl, but risk the chance that she's in a relationship, thus meaning I've wasted a fun time? If you suggest I break up with my current girlfriend, when should I do it? Before her Debs or after her Debs? Also, how do you break up with someone? I really need help with this one, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you. Love, Bernie Sanders."
Wow. So this guy definitely is already broken up with his girlfriend at this point, right?
Yeah. But this is a question that's evergreen. When should I break up with this girl? Before or after? Do you know Debs. What this thing is? Debs?
I bet it's something like... It's like prom. British homecoming or something.
Yeah. Debs dresses. Yeah. Or some sort of... Oh, yeah. It's a British prom or Australian prom or something.
Gotcha.
A lot of questions from very specific to general after that.
Yeah. So I think that this happens a lot. People write in thinking there's only two people in the world.
Yeah.
Like, well, I have this boyfriend or girlfriend, but I like this one other guy or girl. What do I do? Chase after this other person and lose this person, or stay with my person? Clearly the first thing you should do is not be with the person that you're contemplating leaving at the first sign of something gutter. So immediately break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, even if your options you think are just two and you don't know which one to choose from, that's never a good sign.
Totally. If your options are the person that you're supposed to be in love with or someone random, then you're not in love with the person. And that's fine. But you shouldn't delude yourself into thinking, like, the only reason I'm going to stay with this person is because I can't get with this other person.
Right.
Because that other person that you can't get with is actually, like, a billion people.
Yeah, there's more people than her. Yeah, and there's a chance that if you can't be with her, you can be with literally anybody else.
Yeah. So you – and especially when you're in college, when you go to college for the first time and your girlfriend or boyfriend is still in high school – I'm sorry. It's just over. I apologize. It's over.
I really do. I feel badly for saying that it's over.
I was there too. I've been there before. It's over.
Yeah. Learn from our mistakes. If you suggest I break up with my girlfriend, when should I do it? Before her Debs or after? This is kind of, you're fucked either way because you do it before. It's like, how could you do this with me before the prom? Are you insane?
Right.
Prom
is you just do it days after. Away. Like, so what? Why would you stand in pictures with me? I mean, if it's me, do not go to this fucking Debs. Yeah. You're going to be a downer because you won't be into it. And then your girlfriend has to, like, she's going to get all these photos from that night and she's just... Your prom photo is something you hang on to like forever.
And she's just going to always see it as the day before she got debbed at the Debs.
Yeah. So do it as soon as possible. Let her get over it. Her friends are going to be there for her. There'll be some fun photos for the Debs for her to look back on. And she will not remember you in 10 years. So everything's going
to
be fine.
You're not a Blink-182 song that she'll be able to recall after a decade. And then real quickly, how do you break up with someone? How do I do it?
I'm sorry. It's just like, I don't think this relationship is working out for us right now.
Why?
I don't want to give you less than you deserve.
How can you do this to me? Debs is tomorrow. This is freaking Debs we're talking about. Are you really ruining
Debsy
my
downer?
You're ruining Debs for me. Yeah, it's a hard conversation to have, but it's also part of being a human. So it's going to be exciting when it actually does happen.
Yeah, dude, you're a freshman in college. That means you are going to break up with way, way more people. So you might as well get your practice in now. So, yeah. I'm a breakup machine at this point. I know how to do it.
Boom, easy, easy.
First
in,
breakup
easy
I had
out.
Took like, 3 months. The next one I had took a year.
Yeah, sounds like you're getting worse.
Those are the first two. And then since then, you know.
2 years, five, and then 1 year.
Last one I had was 2 hours.
Oh, that's really fast.
Not too shabby at all.
And it was over Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so cool.
Big time.
Yeah.
Story, too.
Yeah.
Not direct snaps.
Public shit. All right. Do you have another term to search?
Yes.
Does the Game Boy have another term?
Oh. Oh. Pipe dream.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
A double word. There's a few, but there's one really good one.
Really?
Or just based on the title. My OKCupid crush wants to be a pro wrestler.
Great. I wonder where Pipe Dream comes in here.
Another lady, Jill Stein.
Fuck that. Michelle Obama.
Love that.
You go out there voting for a third party candidate, you little...
This is not the election for that. Michelle Obama writes, I've been talking to this dude on a dating site for weeks now. He's really nice, and we talk a lot about deep shit together. Some of what we talk about includes whether or not God exists, what happens when we die, and our political beliefs. He's very smart, articulate, and fit. He seems like he cares about me, and he always says how much he likes talking to me. Pretty cool, right? Well, of course there's something weird about him. His greatest passion in life is pro wrestling. His life goal is to be a professional wrestler. I really hoped he was joking when he first told me that, but he's completely serious. I hate to bash his dreams, but I've always thought of people who like pro wrestling are stupid. I realize it's bad to stereotype, but the fact that he wants to be a pro wrestler makes me think less of him. He's in his early 20s and spends a lot of his money on wrestling classes. Should I try to convince him that he should be putting money towards going to college so that he can have a real career? Or should I just ignore the fact that he's wasting his time on this pipe dream?
What up?
Thanks. Love you guys.
Two great questions from girls this episode.
Yeah, and they're also like very thematically relevant. Like one was a girl starting to date a guy in college. The other was a guy starting to date a girl. One is like, oh, doesn't believe in evolution. This guy wants to be a pro wrestler. Yeah. When do I change it? When do I end it? What do you think? You think she's being too harsh on this guy, or do you understand where she's coming from?
I guess a little bit of both. I think that it's a big problem to like not respect somebody's career choice. I don't think that being a pro wrestler is not like the most respectable career, but it is. There's something good about dating somebody with that's a dreamer. That's got lofty ambitions for himself.
Totally, nice. And it's like a fit. It's not just. I'm trending towards pro wrestling. In the last couple of years, I've noticed that a lot of more people are starting to respect wrestling. And there was like the stigma that like only teenagers like it. But for whatever reason, there's this zeitgeist right now where like wrestling is starting to become more and more respected as like a art form that's like a physical and like good, I guess, theater almost. It's like theater, but also athletics.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my friend Jesse, who's a huge wrestling fan, unabashedly so. And we do make fun of him a lot. So I understand where this girl's coming from. But he's also convinced me a little bit, like teaching me about like professional wrestling writers is now a thing. ESPN is now starting to cover wrestling. I've met other wrestling bloggers, writers who are like really smart guys. So I know for a fact that people who like pro wrestling are not stupid. We actually have a wrestling podcast on our network called We Watch Wrestling, that's growing in popularity, which is a great sign of how popular wrestling is becoming. Mm-hmm. So if you are a wrestling fan, you should listen to We Watch Wrestling.
Wrestling's almost like video games, where like from the outside you look in and you're like, oh, video games is like sort of a lame hobby.
Right.
But then you look at, you dive deeper and you're like, oh, this is a huge industry. People like make a lot of money. People are really invested in it.
Yeah, it's easy to dismiss pro wrestling and video games.
I mean, you could easily dismiss baseball too if you
Yeah, anything.
Discount the fact that it's an American pastime.
And but, I would say wrestling is harder than baseball.
No, it's not.
Well, that's a debate for another day, for sure. But, I mean, a lot of pro wrestlers have gone on to do great things. And a lot of wrestling fans.
The Jesse Ventura, he was a governor.
And The Rock will be president one day.
Goddamn right.
But there's a difference between liking wrestling and wanting to be a wrestler. I don't know what I respect more. Like, being a wrestling fan, I am ready to forgive that. I know a lot of smart wrestling fans.
Of course. I feel like
wanting to become one is a different issue.
I feel like the level, or I feel like the acceptance has to be related to how good they actually are.
Yeah.
Like maybe if you're actually liking this guy, if you're feeling him, like go to one of his wrestling classes, like see him perform, like talk to him about it a little bit. And if you feel like, oh, you know what? He does have the talent and the athleticism and the build to make it as a professional wrestler. That could be really cool. And it's almost like, you know, somebody tells you they're really into comedy and you go and see their show and they fucking bomb and you're like, oh, you're so unattractive to me now.
Yeah.
But if they've got a spark and you're like, oh man, this person's gonna make it, then it's like super sexy.
I guess it's any occupation. Do you respect the person in their field?
Yeah, if you were a chef and I went to your restaurant and it gave me food poisoning.
I don't think you can be with someone if you think what they do is bad. Like if you're dating an artist of any sort and you see their stuff and it's not good, I think that's not a good situation.
I guess it's all about being good at whatever you choose to do, even if you are dating an accountant. And
that's a little more harder to quantify, unfortunately.
Well, you just look at their paperwork.
Yeah, he's always constantly getting sued. I think you're bad at accounting. I don't know. Is that a thing?
I'm sorry. Like, everybody you've ever done taxes for gets audited, and they owe a lot more money.
But if this guy is taking up pro wrestling, what if he's really jacked? So if he's really jacked, and then he's also smart, articulate, and fit, like you say, this guy might be good to go.
Yeah.
I hope you haven't broken up with him yet. Should I sit him down and say that he's wasting his time and on pursuing this pipe dream? It's probably not a good look. He's liked wrestling more than he's liked you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you want to make him choose between the two. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Give this pro wrestler a shot and send us a photo of him. I want to see him. I want to see if he's like a Triple H, like huge, wet, scary kind of guy.
Yeah.
Or what if he's like an X-Pac, like the kind of guys that are just like wiry with really long hair for
totally.
Some reason.
If he's an X-Pac, you can dump him. But if he's Triple H, you put a ring on that finger, baby.
His thick fingers.
If you can find, you're going to have to buy a bracelet to fit on his finger.
Who's the one that said, suck it?
That was all of DX. So
that was X-Pac and some other people.
X-Pac. I think Triple H was also in Degeneration X.
Oh, they all said, suck it.
The Road Dog, or somebody else, whatever.
They were all good.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It was open book,
but
questions.
I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you. Do you want to get to one last question?
Let's do it. You got a word for us?
Oh, shoot. I have to have the word now. That's God, the pipe game. Dream was so good. Chemical?
Ooh, chemical.
Chemical. Ooh, there's a good amount. Okay, I got two good titles for you. Ooh, actually three good titles for you to choose from. Ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer female in engineering, whiskey dick escape plan, or double debauchery help?
Double debauchery help.
All right. Another lady. You got another lady in your life?
Another lady?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love it. What's Tim Kaine's wife's name?
What's Tim Kaine's wife's name?
We could call her Melania.
What's that?
Melania.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it weird they're all married to a Melania? What are the odds of that?
Really?
It's Anna Holton is Tim Kaine's wife's name.
All right, let's go Anne Holton. I like that better.
You received an email in the early hours this morning from my friend with a guilty conscience, writes Anne Holton. She had sex with her brother's best friend in an alcohol-fueled mistake. But alas, she is not the only one to have faltered so spectacularly last night. In what was probably the most hazy of drunken nights, I was involved in a pretty steamy spooning session with a past flame. To be clear, we didn't have sex, but there was a fair bit of fumbling. This is bad news, as I have a boyfriend. Oh. We've been together for 6 years, and I have just moved in together. I know I love my boyfriend, and I want to be with him, but this has made me feel really confused. I don't even particularly like the past flame guy. We just had some pretty intense sexual chemistry. I guess chemical also search chemistry.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I'm the worst person ever now. I've never done anything like this before. I don't know how to handle. Please help. Any advice? Thank you, Anne Holton. She did the old, we didn't have sex, we didn't kiss, we just snuggled.
Yeah.
The half fine.
The snuggle.
You can't get that mad, we just snuggled.
I guess you always feel guilty if you want to fuck somebody really badly.
So close that you put yourself, why do you ever put yourself so close? If you know you're not going to do it, if you know you're going to get burnt, don't spoon a fire all night.
Yeah, I touch fire all the time.
Just leave.
I like to see how close I can get.
Just to see if I can take the pain for a little bit.
Sometimes fully submerging myself in the fiery pits.
You're a monk that has emblazoned himself in gasoline.
I think it's... I don't know if this is advice, but you always feel the most guilty the next day. When you're hungover, you're feeling sorry for yourself in every possible way.
Yeah, because you don't even feel good physically.
But so just wait it out. That's all I'll say. Just wait a few days and then reevaluate if what you did was really, really wrong.
Right.
If it's eating away at you.
So that's basically like saying, hey, listen, I know you feel bad now. Soon you won't feel bad.
Yeah.
unless you do still feel bad.
But I mean, the thing is like, you know, bad luck a little bit, sure.
Yeah.
But you didn't fuck anybody.
You just fumbled.
You just had a steamy spoon session.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is going to fucking make your boyfriend very, very upset. But at the same time, is it worth, like, fucking up a six-year relationship where you're about to live together?
Yeah. So why don't you...
Don't do what you did again.
Right. But what are the odds that she never does this again? But,
I don't know. You didn't. She didn't fuck anybody.
You're yelling.
All right. I'm saying I didn't fuck anybody.
All we did was fumble. Jesus Christ! Get off my back. So why don't you? God, I don't know. I don't want to say it was nothing, but it was also not the worst thing, as you said. Wait a few days, you say, until you don't feel bad anymore. But then won't you just do it again? Isn't the one thing that prevents you from doing it again feeling bad?
Well, I mean, as long as she can remember how bad she felt when it did happen and, like, not bring yourself to that point again. Like,
yeah, until you're drunk and then you that completely masks is, that guilt. Right.
So if she went to another party and this old flame was there and she proceeded to get trashed and fumble with him again,
yeah,
then it's like, okay, well, you're getting trashed, so you'll fumble with him. Like, yeah. When you see him, that's your trigger for getting drunk enough to make a mistake, and then you shouldn't live with your boyfriend. But I think this one, I'm going to go on record and say I'll give her a pass for this one.
One pass. And then next two strikes, you're out?
Yeah. If it's with this guy again.
Everyone gets one pass per person?
One pass per person.
Wow.
No.
I've made so many deals with yourself. I can't follow the rules.
Deals with the devil.
So
per person,
per city.
No. All right. Here's what it is. It's... If she does it twice with this guy, game over. If she does it three times generally, then you're out.
Okay, so three strikes, you're out, or two
as
strikes.
As the rules in baseball. Per rules in baseball, three individuals, you're out. Okay? That's it. But two of the same,
also
out.
So if that would be a cool baseball rule. Like, if you get caught looking and swinging, that's a strikeout.
Oh, that's cool.
Two different kinds of strikes, you're out. Or three strikes total.
Well, by this rule, wouldn't it be if you look twice, then you're out? If you even like the same kind of pitch.
Or if you swing twice, you're out. Because there's only two different kinds.
Right.
So the third strike would happen.
Swing twice, you're out.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's correct.
Swing twice, you're out.
Or look twice.
Or look twice, you're out.
If it's the same type of strike twice, you're out.
Yeah. You shouldn't be getting fooled twice on the same pitch.
Yeah, and don't spoon with the pitcher, the batter, the bat, the ball,
you
none of
that. You can eye fuck the ref, the ump, but that's it.
Only third and first base umpire. Don't, like, turn around. Because that guy's, like, standing right up.
And actually, you're allowed to finger the third base coach.
That is,
because that's sort of funny.
The umpire behind home plate is the spooner, really. He's the big spoon standing right
true.
Behind the batter.
That's true.
All right, that's it. That's our baseball analogy. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have your own questions, send them on in. ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Good news for those of you who have been clamoring for a bonus Thursday episode. I think we're going to have to do a bonus Thursday episode this week. So if you didn't get enough now, we'll be back on a short week in just a few days.
See you on Thursday, baby.
And speaking of Thursday, we would be silly not to mention once again, we're going to be in Minneapolis on Thursday.
Minneapolis. You ever seen us? Come see us again. If you've never seen us, make the drive to the Twin Cities, baby.
And then Chicago on Friday, Detroit on Saturday. Tickets and all that info at ifireyoushow.com, jakeandamir.com. I liked that theme song so much. Let's hear it again. Grant.
Oh, wow.
With the World Has Turned.
What's his SoundCloud? Give him that second shout out then. Grant Roberts 1.
No, yeah. Grant Robertson.
Ooh.
Grant Robertson 1 on SoundCloud.
There we go.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. Ta-da. Bye.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.